Hello, you are listening to the Nintendo Switch UK podcast.
Hello and welcome to a brief introduction to Season 2 of the Nintendo Switch UK podcast. Happy New Year, Al!
Happy New Year, Mike!
Happy New Year, Anton!
Happy New Year, everyone! It's been so long. We're back, finally, kind of.
Kind of.
Almost finally. Like,
we're going to be back for real in a week's time, and we're all very, very excited about Season 2. But just for a few moments, Al and Anton, I'm going to ask you to sit quietly.
Yes, teacher. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
Yes, please.
Is this a jab that I can't read? Oh, dear.
No.
My dyslexia has gotten to the podcast now.
That's all right. It's fine. Alistair kindly wrote it all in red, so I can't read it either because I'm colorblind. No, he didn't. It's fine. So what we're going to do, first of all, is we've got lots of things to tell you because we've been talking about various changes for Season 2 for a while. Now, you'll know this if you've been listening to the podcast, but we've been working away over the Christmas holidays and we're ready for the big reveal. So the first thing that we want to say is that absolutely nothing is going to change at all. So that's unless you want it to, but we're still going to produce the same weekly podcast, exactly the same as we've been doing for the last year, with the same segments and the same length, and it's still absolutely totally free of charge for everyone. Nothing changes. We started out trying to keep it to 45 minutes. You probably notice if you listen to us regularly that most of our episodes tend to end up around the hour mark because basically we can't fit everything into 45 minutes, certainly not what we want to talk about. So the main message here is that nothing changes to the main show. It's still there. It's still free. Okay, we've got that bit out of the way. But here's the message that we want to really talk about. So we want to talk a little bit about the production of the show and the costs involved in making it, because we've repeatedly said since day one that we make the show just because we love the Nintendo Switch and we genuinely enjoy putting it together each week, and we are eternally grateful to each and every one of you for listening to us. That said, there are costs associated with doing this. So for those that are interested, we've outlined it in huge detail, like bang on detail, on our website, and that's live now. But basically, after we pay for hosting of the podcast, our website and email services, we're spending around about, what is it, Alistair? Is it about 200 and something pounds
no,
a year?
No, it's about 350, 360 pounds a year.
So 350, 360 pounds a year. Now, we want to keep on doing that. We're happy to keep on doing that, but we'd be even happier if we had some support in covering those costs. So that's why we've started discussing the idea of starting a Patreon for the podcast. Now, I'm sure many of you will be familiar with Patreon, especially if you listen to other podcasts. It's a fairly common service that you will have seen or certainly have heard the word in other podcasts as a concept. But for anyone who hasn't come across it before, Patreon is a web service that basically lets creators of content like us receive money from supporters and give those supporters back something in return. And it's become a very common platform for podcasts to generate some money. And it's also used by lots of other content creators like musicians and painters and pretty much anything you can think of, really. Now, we figured that if we could get even a few supporters, then it goes a long way to help cover our costs. And if by some miracle we actually end up receiving more than our costs, then we can use those funds to buy games to review or prizes to offer to listeners in competitions. And we might even buy a real trophy for the quiz, although we Woo-hoo! Haven't decided on that 100%. The thing about the podcast is that we absolutely love doing it and we want to keep doing it as long as we can. So we've decided to create two tiers of support, and those are both live now on Patreon. If anyone feeling that they'd like to support us wants to go and check those out now, they are there. It's set up to only charge subscribers when we publish a main episode, so that if we miss a week, you won't get charged, nor will supporters get charged for any bonus content. So, like, for example, last year we did 4 direct specials, I believe.
Something like that. Yeah,
I think we're 4 direct and 7 specials overall.
Was it as many as that? Well, anyway,
yeah.
They all are just as bonus content. So if you are Patreon, you will not be charged for any of those. The other option was to set up a monthly set subscription, but since we know that we can't commit to getting a show out every single week, we didn't feel that this was a fair way to charge Patreons. Having said that, we do get shows out, I would say, 90% of the time.
Yeah,
on a weekly basis.
Maybe 1 or 2 weeks a year.
Yes.
Like,
so this way, no show, no pay, basically. Patreon bills subscribers get billed once a month and only for what has been published by us. Sadly, it all works in dollars, which makes it a little confusing, but I'm sure we can all get around that. Patreon also take a fairly hefty chunk that works out as a little over half of what you pay, but we're happy to get a bit of something rather than all of nothing. So we thought long and hard about what we could offer you as extra value content that you may be willing to part with your hard-earned cash for. So based on the feedback that we've received, it seems that a lot of you quite like it when we actually digress down random tangents and talk about all manners of off-topic subjects, which is something we're all pretty good at.
We are.
A little too good.
A little bit too good. So we thought maybe we could do something with that. We also thought that you might find it useful to have a regular update from us on games that are about to be released. Now, we do try to cover some of that stuff in the main podcast, obviously, but there are often just too many releases that we can't squeeze them all into a standard show, or it would end up being several hours long. So with these thoughts in mind, we had a few bad ideas along the way, but we've decided to create two tiers of Patreon subscriptions for anyone who wants to support us. So the first tier is a little bit self-indulgent, we'll admit that, but we got the idea from other podcasts that we listened to and we thought, what the heck, let's copy them.
We're so honest.
Well, at the end of the day, the best ideas are quite often borrowed. So it's what we're calling our NES tier. As in, new excellent supporter. There's also a Nintendo link in there somewhere, I believe.
I don't know where that would come from. No.
Now, it's just $1, and it's for anyone who doesn't necessarily want to fork out for additional content, who maybe doesn't want additional content, but enjoys the podcast and just wants to say thanks. To anyone who signs up to this tier, we are genuinely so grateful, because it probably means more to us than you're willing to give us your money for that, for nothing, that you're willing to give us that money for nothing extra than if you subscribe to the higher tiers. It is a huge deal for us to get people to sign up to this, and we really genuinely appreciate it if you do. The second tier will bring in more money to help the show, so we definitely want people to sign up to that, obviously.
We do.
But yeah. They're both there. Yeah. Now, the second tier, it's called the SNES tier.
Mike, what does that stand for?
New Super Excellent Supporter.
Now, excellent supporter. I like it.
Yeah.
I wrote those wrong around, didn't I?
It is, yes. It's not the NESES, it's the SNES. Super New Excellent Supporter. Now, that's where it probably gets more interesting for you if you like the sound of what we mentioned earlier on. Now, this tier is set at $3 per main episode. But in exchange for your money, we'll be recording and sending out a separate segment every week called Last Call. And that's just basically does what it says on the tin, as in it's our last chance of the week to get some more random chat from us for about half an hour-ish, we reckon, 15 minutes, half an hour, that kind of time.
Yeah, we pitched it between ourselves as the pub chat bit.
Yes, so basically here we just talk about some random topic each week. It might be still gaming, it might be music, it might be a movie, it might be a TV show, it might be another console, who knows, it could be anything. It might be something we discussed in the main episode and we wanted to delve into further. We'll sort of take each one as we go. Now, we don't know yet either, but we'll figure that one out as we go. In addition to the show, Anton and I also will put out a fortnightly podcast that lists and talks about every game that we know that's due to be released in that period, or certainly as many as we can fit in that fortnightly podcast. Now, we'll give our initial impressions based on trailers and reviews that may be out, and if we can start to get our hands on some review copies of games, we'll get into a bit more detail there as well as in the main show. Now, if you sign up to this tier, you'll get a custom RSS feed address that you just stick into your podcatcher of choice, so whatever you normally use, and the normal show and all bonus content will come straight to you. You can delete the original feed from your app and then you're good to go. Patreon will handle all the billing for you and you can fix any technical difficulties you may have, or we can try to help if you get in touch. There's a couple of other things as well we have on those two tiers. On the NES tier, to go back to that, as well as our eternal grateful gratitude to you, you will also get a shout out, a big shout out woohoo, as we're calling it.
A shout out woohoo, so but that, only unless you tell us not to. So if you don't want us to do it, we won't.
Exactly. Obviously. So if Jack from Devon signs up, we can go, Jack from Devon, thank you so much, woohoo! Or we can say, thank you, Anonymous from Anonymous, if that's what you prefer.
I like it.
Now, the SNES tier, which is the $3 one, that is as well as the stuff we mentioned there. So you've got our eternal gratitude, you've got our shout out woohoo, we'll do that for you too. You'll also get our fortnightly show, which is our last call. You'll also get our fortnightly roundup of not Fortnite, the last calls every week, but fortnightly for the reviews, the previews and what's coming out, releases episode. You'll also get our show notes early as well, exclusively, so you'll be someone who'll get to see what we're going to be talking about. And you'll also get, this is my favourite bit, our friend codes.
Yeah, you can stalk what we've been playing or not
this
playing.
This is going to be so embarrassing because people see I really get a chance to game. This is a bad idea, guys.
They'll also see some of the terrible choices I make when gaming, which is true. Which is great. So you'll get all that stuff in there as well. So that's there's a fair bit in there for what we think is a fairly low price. Now, that's pretty much it, but we didn't want to make things overly complicated, so we've kept it to two tiers, and it's there for those who want to help us make the show, and for those who are happy just listening to the free show and leaving us reviews, then we'll keep publishing that every week, and everything will stay exactly the same, so you don't have to sign up to any of those. If you don't want to, that's absolutely fine. We'll also name check every supporter of both tiers, which I mentioned there, unless you ask us not to. And Anton has created a page on our website that explains it all and links through to the Patreon page. So you can head over to nsukp.co.uk now and check it out and maybe subscribe.
That would be lovely. I mean, we're not expecting floodgates of people to come and do this.
No.
But if you do, if you like listening to the show enough that you think, I want to give these guys a bit of money to support them and help them do what they're doing, that just means the world to us, frankly.
Just very quickly, Alistair, obviously we're talking dollars here because Patreon works in dollars, so it's, what's our two tiers and what's the equivalent in pounds, just to cover that again?
So the basic tier, the we just want to help you because you're awesome tier, next tier, that's $1, which is about 77 pence ish.
Okay.
And the $3 tier, the SNES tier, works at about £2.30 an episode to you guys.
Okay. And you'll get all that extra bonus content with
all that extra bonus content for $2.30 an episode.
Yeah, and our and Anton, our costs. We were talking about our costs. So the things that that we have to pay for on a yearly basis. So in our first season, we have had to pay round about £400 all in, probably in terms of costs, I reckon.
Probably.
So what does that all cover then, Anton? So what have we been paying for so far?
Yeah. So outside of kind of hardware, software, and kind of just
time,
anything else we put into it, the kind of main yearly costs, the biggest of the three would be kind of Buzzsprout. That's our RSS host, so that's where we put up the episodes, that's where we name them, put the logos on it, delivers the episode to over 12 different podcast platforms, and that costs about £187 a year. Secondly, we've got the website, which kind of has all the information on it, all the episodes, kind of the front end for our episodes and everything like that, and that comes to about £171.60 a year. Slightly smaller, but a sad thing that we do have to buy because everything needs to run through it somehow, is our webmail, so kind of the email, which, yeah, it's just email, that's kind of, we use that to talk to all of the other services that we use, and that comes to about £66.24 per year. And then we also have the kind of the actual domain itself, nsukp.co.uk, which comes to about £10 a year.
Yeah.
And obviously this all adds up, and then at the end of the month you're like, oh, I'm doing quite well. Oh no. And it just happens.
Yeah. And the thing is that you know, obviously all our time and all our experience that we've had on editing or from doing the art style stuff that Anton does or the website stuff, all that stuff all comes, you know, we do all that because we enjoy it. That's not the aim of the Patreon. The Patreon, the aim of it is to try and cover the costs of the external stuff, the extra stuff we have to pay on top of our time. And that comes to about, we reckon about £40 a month would cover it, right?
We think that should cover our direct costs. Well, yeah. Around about that level. And if we make any more, great. It means we can put it back into the show and do cool stuff, like we said. As Mike explodes.
I'm exploding at the idea of cool stuff. No, I'm not. So the good thing about having extra, if we got to a point where we had extra, and at the moment that's not what we're looking at, but let's just say, yeah, absolutely, but let's just say that we got the costs covered, we had some, you know, because we have some amazing people that listen to the podcast, we know that because we talk to them regularly, but if we got that all covered, some of the things we could do, like we're running a competition at the moment, for example, we could do more of those where we actually give
Mike,
away games.
Tell us about the competition we're doing
right
at the moment.
Okay, let me do that. Let me sidestep. Because if you want to win a physical copy of Tetris 99 plus 12 months Nintendo Switch online membership, it's on our Twitter page right now. You have to follow us and retweet before Wednesday, January the 12th at 5 p.m. So that's from now, a week and 3 days. But depending on when the podcast, this one goes live, it might be slightly less than that. And then we're going to announce the winner on season 2, episode 1, which is on the 16th of January, I believe. So is that the right day? Is that a Monday? 16th seems like a weird day. I think I looked at the wrong calendar. So it would be
the 13th.
The 13th, yeah. Technically, yes.
Monday the 13th.
Yes, for some reason I managed to get a typo in the one tweet that I didn't actually... I really shouldn't have got a typo with, but there we are. I must have looked at last year's calendar. Either way, though, on our first episode, we'll announce the winner. So there's still time. But you've got to head to our Twitter page, which is Anton...
NSUK Podcast.
That's the one.
On Twitter.
So we could do more of those. We could do things like invest in copies of games that people want us to review, for example. Hopefully we'll start getting some reviewers on board. That's another thing we're really going to look into. So it might go in marketing to try and get more listeners in, which again increases the amount of things we can do, the extra content we can do, all these things. But we'll be very open about how we're getting on with the Patreon. I think that's quite important for people to know what's coming in and where the money's going.
Yeah, I think actually if you go to the Patreon page itself, there's actually a little tracker on there that lets you see how many supporters we've got. And I think somewhere there's a way we can actually tell you how much money is giving us, because we want to be completely open about this. We don't want anyone to think we're trying to fleece anyone. We don't want to be taking the mickey. We genuinely want to be very honest, and we just want to cover our costs if we can.
Because
get help just doing it.
That's it. It's a contribution, isn't it? And I think the thing is we're keeping doing this as long as we possibly can. Life is expensive no matter which way you look at it, and this is an extra cost that if we can try and those base costs before our time, because our time is something we're happy to give, but those base costs, if we could cover those, then it would be fantastic. So yeah, just a quick recap then before we start talking about our thoughts on season two, because we're treating this as our test for season two, a couple of technical things which we'll talk about in a minute, but what else do we need to say? Have we said everything, Anton?
Yeah, I think just the main thing to keep in mind is, or to kind of the best way to look at, at least in my eyes, is it's like buying us a cup of coffee after a podcast. And all three of us sit around and we share the same cup of coffee. Frugal like that.
Or we have one each every week.
Yeah, exactly.
We Mike all have gets one it one turn. Week, then Anton gets it, then I get a cup of coffee.
Or then again, if three people buy us, then we all get a cup of coffee and then
it's
we're
even
sorted.
Better, yeah.
NSUKP.co.uk, please do head over to the website. It's got all the details there. If you want to go direct to Patreon, can you just search NSUKP on Patreon? I'm assuming
you can. Yeah, you can go into Patreon and search NSUKP, you'll find us. And of course, if you don't want to pay us, or if you don't have the funds to pay us, we still want you to just listen to the show and
yes,
reviews, because actually reviews are just as helpful as people giving us money.
So we're on 39 five stars on Apple Podcasts right now. Yeah. So we've actually had a couple over the Christmas period, which is fantastic. Thank you so much for those. No more written reviews.
I know, because you all screenshot them and send them to us, and I get so happy when you see a screenshot and like, oh, it's always done a review.
Well, it's great. It's always really a great moment. I really want to get to that 40 before the first start of season two. So
we've
got another week to go.
Well, this episode goes out first, so come on, guys. Leave us a written review, preferably a nice one
and a five star. Please, five. Don't give us less, because it would ruin it. If you don't want to give us five
if you think
stars,
we're
okay.
rubbish, give us your stars. Yes. Actually, if you think you're rubbish, don't give us anything.
Yeah, please.
And if you think you're awesome, give us five stars.
Yeah, exactly.
I think if people didn't like us, they would have left by now. We've been jabbering for a fair wee bit here.
I know. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Well, look, let's talk about season two then, because it's just a week away. 2020 is here. 2019 is over. I'm very excited about this year in Switch. And I know we're not going to talk about the Switch too much this year, but in terms of the podcast, what things, Anton, are you looking forward to?
Oh, it's going to be interesting. I'm hoping this is the year we finally get the Wii ports. We've got that, and as well as that, this seems to be the year where I have a theory. I think the rumor mill's really going to heat up for Switch Pro.
Yeah, I agree. I think Switch Pro's happening in 2020.
Yeah, I think, I think it'll be announced in 2019.
No, I think it's coming
this year.
I don't think it'll be released until
2020. I think it'll be released in 2021.
I think it's going to come this year. I do. And I think it'll come with New Zelda in 2020.
Have they said Zelda's coming out this year?
I think it is coming.
Yeah, I think that leaker that's always on top of the ball said that
King Zeal.
It's confirmed it's happening, and I think in the original trailer it had just a vague 2020. Think so.
I think you're right. I think they will time the release to match Zelda.
Well, there's no confirmation 100% from Nintendo that Zelda's happening this year, but
or that the pros exists.
But I would say we're likely to see both by the end of the year. I think we'll at least know, as you say. So that's exciting, and that will add a new element to the podcast, because what my worry is that are we going to have? Oh, we probably are going to have certain titles eventually that are going to be. Oh, it's a pro only, or you know. mean, that's a whole conversation for an episode.
Now, will they?
Or will it?
Because they've just brought it to light, will they? I suspect they won't.
Yeah. Well, these are all the talking points we have to look forward to in 2020.
I know. There will be lots and lots to talk about. Although, Anton's missed one that I think is probably more exciting to me.
Yeah.
Anton's talking about Wii ports. I'm more excited about getting N64 online.
So,
I mean, don't know. I suspect it won't happen.
There's the rumor that the mini N64 is coming soon instead. But if that happens,
then we might get the online the year after.
Yeah, it'd be probably the year after. But the mini N64 would still be very cool.
It would be. It's still the best console ever.
Yeah, it's certainly up there. For me, I'm looking forward to Alistair's quiz.
Are you? Oh, don't be, Mike.
Because it's the year of the Alistair. I mean, I don't know why you've got the whole year. I mean, I'm not saying you do, because I only had 6 months and then Anton had 6 months. So technically, it's just till the summer.
Well, we'll see how far I get with the format I've come up with.
So, I know. So, let's talk about the test, because we're going to come on to the quiz in a moment, because yeah, I think we're going to do a test.
We'll do a little test later on. Yeah.
Okay. But before that, Anton, you've gone out and changed some of your setup. We can see on Skype here.
I find it funny. Literally, the parcel arrived maybe an hour and a half ago, and I was sitting there looking at my phone, just being like, come on, please arrive. And yeah, a whole brand new setup, new DAC, I believe they're called, a new mixer, new microphone, a stand that's kind of too
I like the stand.
I know, there's a very cool arm now. Sort of just,
yes, like ours.
Yeah, we have arms.
I'm learning the pros.
We have three arms between us. But yes, that's great. And so, it'll be interesting to see because you're going to send me, because of the way that this is the episode to tell people, I guess, how we do things.
Yeah, how we do stuff.
So Alistair and I are mostly in the same room together, or if James is here, he's in the same room. Anton, and when Emily's on the podcast too, would be at Anton's side recording.
Indeed.
What's interesting is when Anton and Emily are together, you share a microphone and you send the audio to me if it's just you or if it's both of you, and then I mix it afterwards, post mix it, and then add the music.
And at
all
that point, the little vein on Mike's head pops a lot. Just you have no idea how
upset
thing. Mike gets doing this.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I love it. I love it even more if we get some.
We have a lot of technical, let's say, little not glitches, just technical bumps on the way.
It's just the normal thing that anything with audio, with art, with internet, any of these stuff. It's just sometimes when you're trying to hurriedly get it out on a Sunday night and it's getting late and it's getting to 9 o'clock and you're thinking, I just want to go and watch TV for an hour before I go to bed. That's when it gets frustrating.
And that's exactly when everything doesn't sync up and you've got to cut and move things by sort of fractions of seconds to make it sound right.
Exactly. Interestingly then, Anton, does that mean that your little mixer that you've bought, does it have a second mic input?
Essentially, the setup I've went for is I wasn't actually going to upgrade because I was looking at and the cost, like the microphone I wanted, like I had my heart set on this one particular microphone and I was looking at the cost and I was looking at like getting the future-proofing like audio-wise and getting the gear that I want. And kind of was looking, it was just the numbers weren't adding up, it was getting a bit too much. And then like 2 days ago, before we were going to record this, I go on the Facebook market and I see somebody and they're moving, they're on a flight the next morning, they're like, I just need rid of it. So I ended up getting a really cheap one channel mixer.
Nice.
Which might have a little bit of noise on it. Well, it's technically five, but it's one XLR port, which is actually cheap enough where I could flip it when I'm done. So the plan is there might be a little bit of noise with this one, but I've managed to get the mic and ordered that and got all set up. So hopefully I'll be upgrading that and then eventually down the line looking towards getting a second or who knows how many more mics.
Excellent. Good stuff. So I'll be interested because, again, people listening would ever really notice any of the noise that might be on some of the, but what we try and do is try and use things like filters and gates and things to try and make it all sound quite similar.
Magic.
I mean, it's not
magic.
My magic. It's
no computery jiggery pokery that you presumably pay quite a lot of money for this software, but you use it in your day-to-day life.
Yeah, I'm a songwriter, so I have a studio, so I'm lucky in that sense that I can use that stuff to make it,
it's very nice in here. There's actually sound deading panels on the walls, there's all kinds of fancy gizmos,
little
buttons,
vocal booth
levers,
over there.
And yeah, there's a
it's a little
room. Go and record a song, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I affectionately call it your cupboard, but really isn't. It's a proper studio.
Yeah, I mean, if it was in a bigger room and I made it look a bit more fancy, then it would be. But it's because it's in my house, it's in a small room.
So obviously, we're as good as we possibly can sound, and I still sound like this.
Oh, you sound fantastic. You've nothing to worry about. So that's good. So that's great news. So that's a bit of a change for you. So this is a test episode for that.
Yeah. So if there's any problems, hopefully have them ironed out, because I literally got it like 30 minutes ago and there's tons of like wee knobs and switches that I can poke at. So I'm sure Mike's going to skill me and let me know what I should and shouldn't be doing.
As long as when I get your audio and we play this out for real, as long as we can hear you, then we're fine, because this is only the brief introduction to season two.
Did you just have to look at your notes to remember the name of the episode?
No, I was looking for them and I couldn't, but I think it is a brief introduction. I was trying to go on the Bill Bryson books, you know, the brief history of time
of time. Isn't Bill Bryson? That would be Stephen Hawking.
Oh, no, no, yeah. What was the brief history of everything? Of everything. That's right, yeah. Stephen Hawking, yes, of course. So that's you. That's you, yeah. Anton. Good.
One little wee thing before shuffling on is one of the reasons why I've been eyeing this up is when I've previously been doing live streams over on the YouTube channel, one of the problems I've been having is I don't actually have any audio of what's going on in the game. So now with this new mixer, I will actually have that. And some games that require audio, being most of them, will actually be playable. So I'm hoping to do a little bit more live streaming over there on our YouTube channel, which has no URL because they won't give us one. But you can get at nsukp.co. So if you've got anything you would like me to play, give me a shout and potentially get Emily over and do all of the video games.
Yes, and we're going to try and add that to our setup this year as well. So I'm going to get some suggestions from Anton as to what to
And
purchase.
At some point, we will all get in a room and play Mario Kart. It is going to happen.
Yes.
At some point.
2020.
We don't know when.
Is the year. I really, really, really want to talk about the games we've been playing over Christmas, but we're going to save that. We're going to save that till next week.
So many games.
I mean, yes.
So many games. Yes. You've been playing them. I've been playing them. I presume Anton's been playing tons of games.
I've been playing more than I usually do, but not as much as I should. That's There's the a small middle ground in there where exactly I existed.
Look forward to season two to hearing all about them.
Yeah, it's exciting. Okay, so yes, so season two for me, very excited about your quiz. Looking forward to that.
Manage those expectations, Mike.
I'm actually really looking forward to doing the our last call as well. I think that's going to be quite fun, because in last call we can kind of, you know, we can go off topic a bit, and I go off topic in an episode, let alone in in a sort of pub chat style thing, you know.
I know, it's going to be dangerous, this, isn't it? Because we'll never shut up.
Yeah.
But it'll be nice because people get to know us a bit better. I think we come across as ourselves quite a lot on this podcast, but people really get to know how geeky and awful we really are.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right.
I'm quite excited. There's been a fair few times when I've been making the podcast notes. Let's take once Half-Life Alyx was announced. I'm like, is there any way I can kind of contort this to fit into the podcast notes? Because we don't get to really chat that often outside of podcasts. So there's been quite a few times where I'm like, will I put this at the end of the podcast notes and hope nobody notices? I'm like, no, this doesn't fit a Nintendo podcast.
And also, I think sometimes there's just stuff that we talk about when we're getting ready to record that, you know, Anton will tell us something he's been up to that week and we go off on a tangent talking about it. We'll be able to kind of talk about those things, and the people that want to hear it will hear it, as long as it's interesting. We'll try and keep it interesting. But, I mean, it will be us being real. You know, we are real, the podcast, but we're obviously very Switch-focused.
Yes,
so
this time we can be more focused on, I don't know, your cat or some random game on the PlayStation 5. Or
even something on the Switch. That,
the new Ghostbusters movie. I'm looking forward to talking about that.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's some trailer.
I watched a lot of movies over Christmas. We can talk about a lot of movies.
So did I. Do you know, I actually watched Empire Strikes Back and Batman from 1989.
Well done. Good job.
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? so I watched that. I watched both of those the other night, but I'm working my way through all the Star Wars to get back up to date so I can watch the new one.
Nice.
Anyway, that's for last call.
Yeah.
Yeah, that little wee taster. Oh, my.
I know. What about you, Alistair? Anything else you're excited about? I think we've covered everything.
Yeah. Season two is going to just be really interesting because it's basically still the same show. We're not changing it up massively. We're just going to try and do some cool extra stuff on the whole.
I'm quite interested to see who does follow us on Patreon.
Yeah, I have no idea. We don't know if it's going to be no people, one person, 20 people. We haven't got a clue.
No, and it's fine either way, because we know people are listening. We've seen the stats.
We know roughly how many people are listening, and there's a lot. There's a lot. I mean, an eye-watering lot of people listening to this.
It's surprising. I mean, in the best possible way, I'm shocked at how many people listen to our podcast regularly and how many listeners we have. So listeners are not, are there more than just the listens? They're the, what they reckon, their algorithm reckons is how many people actually regularly listen.
Yeah, sort of assumes that people download on their iPhone and then it'll also download on their iPad and something else. So two or three downloads, I guess, per person is what I guess it assumes.
Yeah, if we got 10% of the people that listen regularly signing up on one of the two tiers for either $1 or $3, we would cover our cost. We would cover our costs, and that's you know, cool. That's incredible. So
it's also been, going to be curious to see if we get many people just going and just chipping in and like helping us out with the next tier, or if people really want their bonus content. It's
some people just like a shout out. I mean, I'm like that. I've done that for podcasts in the past where I'll just sign up. It's only $1, but exactly. I've done it because I like the shout out bit.
Actually, that's a really good point. We should also say that if you're subscribing to Patreon, you're not subscribed for life. You could literally do it for $1 for 1 month and go cancel.
Yeah.
But you can do that. That's fine. If you just want to give us $1, we'll still give you a shout out. We're still very grateful for it. Yeah, thank you very much.
That's it. And we won't keep that shout out bit. We won't keep it going for ages to annoy the people that don't sign up either. It'll be brief.
Just be a little list.
We'll just say, right,
Patrons this
thank
week.
You to Patreons, blah, blah, blah.
And we should set a goal of ending each month with one more Patreon than we started with.
Yeah.
That'd be a cool goal.
If we could end the year with 12, I'd be ecstatic.
Yeah, that'd be a really nice goal to have.
Okay, so that's season two. We're all very excited about it. So in a week's time, we'll be doing our first proper podcast. Question for you, Alistair. Do you want to do a test run of this quiz concept?
I do want to do a little test run just to trial it. Partly to see how it works. Partly see what you guys think of it.
Okay.
Partly see what the listeners might think of it. If you think it's
Anton,
good or bad, let us know.
Will we get Alistair to run through how his quiz is going to work? Because I think he's changing it up.
To be honest, I've absolutely forgotten what the new format is. We've been working on this for a while now, getting all season two, the Patreon ready. It's all fresh to me now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we've even talked about what your new
We've just said that I'm going to be taking over, and I'm going to change it. Because obviously you guys have kind of exhausted all of the games out there.
Ever.
So trying to do a quiz all in the same format was going to be difficult.
Okay, come on then. How does this work?
All right, I'm nicking an idea from someone else.
Good.
One,
I told you
one
earlier.
One of the podcasts I listen to.
Professionalism.
I may as well credit them. Thank you very much to the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. I'm nicking your...
Good podcast, by the way.
It's a very good podcast. I'm nicking their format of science or fiction.
Okay.
If you've never listened to that podcast, they basically do a show where they read out, I think, three news items. One of them is a fake and two of them are real. I'm going to take the same idea.
Excellent.
I'm going to give you guys three video games. Two of them are fake, one of them is real, and you've got to tell me which is a real video game.
And how do you choose who goes first each time? Turnabout.
Doesn't make a big difference.
Okay.
I'll just do turnabout.
And if we end up with a draw, it's just a draw.
Well, I'm going to keep track of you over the year. And at the end of the year, I'm going to tell you who's won.
Okay, well, I'm up for that. That sounds good.
Yeah, I wish I thought of taking track of things during the year. That would have been brilliant.
I think I did. It was about 18-3 to me overall with Alistair.
That doesn't sound right.
I'm sure that's what it was.
So, do you want to give this a bash?
Yeah, let's try
We'll see how this goes. So, two real... No, two fake. No. Al.
Good start.
That's right. Two real, one fake.
One.
Wait, have I messed this up already?
Have you actually made a mistake and you've got two fake and one real?
I've got two real here, I've got one fake, and that was the wrong way around.
No, that's right, isn't it? Because surely we're trying to figure out the fake one.
Yes, but what I was going to do is the other way around. So that I could make as many fake ones up as I wanted without exhausting the list of real games.
Oh, I see. What you could do test it this way.
Yeah, we'll run this one. So this one has got two real, one fake.
And we're trying to find the fake one.
One fake.
Yeah, okay. Are you ready?
Find the fake, okay.
There's a theme to this week's one.
Okay, who's going first?
I'll tell you afterwards.
All right.
There's a theme. Okay. This week's theme is soft drinks related video games.
And is there three different rounds?
Just three games.
Forget, okay.
And then you've got to talk your way through and figure out which one is right. And you can't confer with each other. You can just, one goes first and then another goes first.
Okay, well, you tell us. You keep us right.
All right, okay. This is actually inspired by, if you remember when Anton did his quiz, one of his answers was Pepsi.
Yes, well, I was hoping you hadn't included that.
I've not included this. No.
I thought I had it one covered.
No, sorry, not that easy. So, here we go. Game number one. The Coca-Cola Kid. It was on Game Gear, apparently. The Coca-Cola Kid's teacher is kidnapped, and you have to defeat enemies to rescue her by inexplicably kicking people and randomly placed crates and phone boxes, and you reach for a Coca-Cola every so often to refill your health.
Okay.
That's game number one. Game number two, Dr. Pepper presents What's the Worst That Can Happen on the PlayStation 3? In this one, it was sort of one of those cause as much damage as you can to your character kind of games. Player tries to inflict as much damage on their character as they can during a series of scenarios. Collecting bottles of Dr. Pepper will refill the life bar to let the carnage continue for as long as possible.
Okay.
Game number two. And game number three, Cool Spot on the Mega Drive. Players controlled Cool Spot, the 7-Up mascot, and had to release fellow spots from captivity by throwing soda bubbles and collecting as many red spots as they could from around the
levels. So we're trying to figure out the fake
Which one is the fake one?
Okay. All right.
Who's going first?
Mike, go first.
Okay, so it's difficult going first because, well, I suppose it doesn't really matter. So Cool Spot is a real game. I am sure of that. So I'm ruling out number three. Coca-Cola Kid or Dr. See, the problem is Dr. Pepper in America is a huge, huge thing. Over here, not as much, but in America, they've got the whole Dr. Pepper, so misunderstood adverts. So I think on the Game Gear though, because Coca-Cola, what was Pepsi out on again? I think that the Coca-Cola Kid is the fake one.
You going Coca-Cola Kid? All right, Anton.
Alrighty, so I am actually similar to Mike. I remember, and I think I've played the Spot 7-Up game. So that one's real. And there was a 1994 a limited edition Game Gear with a Coca-Cola logo on it. So I'm going to presume the Coca-Cola game's real as well.
I see. I was very torn between the other two, and realistically, my instinct was Coca-Cola, but I just felt that. Because we had Pepsi, I thought, is it too obvious that we had Pepsi on one system and then Coca-Cola on the other? So I went Dr. Pepper as I went Coca-Cola as the lie. So you've gone Dr. Pepper as the lie, I've gone Coca-Cola Kid.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's take these in order. You both agreed on Cool Spot being a real game.
Yes.
Indeed.
That one is indeed a real game.
Yes.
It is. It was 1993. It was published by Virgin Games, and it was initially on the Mega Drive and the SNES, and then it got ported over to a ton of other systems. It was on the Master System, the Game Gear, the Game Boy, Amiga, and in DOS.
Didn't know that. I knew it was on the Mega Drive.
I think it was the SNES version I played,
well,
I believe.
The SNES version was ranked 88th on the Complex's Best Super Nintendo Games of All Times list.
Right.
It got really well reviewed when it came out.
Oh, wow. I think it's a decent game, yeah.
Yeah, the graphics were pretty good for the time.
Yeah.
It was really, really cool, yeah. And it was a fun trivia fact here.
Yes.
In Europe, the beginning of it had a little Coca-Cola, a 7-Up bottle like surfing in, and in the European version they had to remove that and make it generic because they didn't want the spot being associated with 7-Up in Europe, because over here the mascot was Fido Dido. Do you remember Fido Dido?
Yes, I do, and that's funny you say that because it took me a long time. I played Cool Spot as a kid, and I didn't get the 7-Up connection for a while. I was like, why 7-Up in this?
Yeah.
But of course it's because it's the American.
That's because it was American over here. We had Fido Dido, that weird cartoon squiggly guy.
That's right.
So so that one was the one of the fakes. Mm-hmm. The question is, which one was... Sorry, it was the real one. What was the other real one? Yeah. The other real one was the Coca-Cola Kid.
Yeah.
1994. Yeah. Game Gear. So how on earth did you remember that date, Anton? Seriously.
I remember there's only two limited edition Game Gears. I believe there's a Midnight Blue one, which is for some sports game. And then there's the red Coca-Cola one, exclusive to Japan, I believe.
Well, funnily enough, so was this game. It never made it out past Japan.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it was the embodiment of proper capitalism in the 1990s. It was. Have you ever seen any footage of this game?
No.
I looked it up when I was doing my research for this, and they could not possibly wedge Coca-Cola into it more if they tried, and the game looks absolutely abysmal.
Really?
Yeah, it's so bad.
Oh, dear.
So bad. Yeah, which, of course, means that Dr. Pepper presents What's the Worst That Can Happen is indeed the fake.
Yeah.
But I really want to play it. I was basically ahead of my brain. Do you remember on the PlayStation 3 there was a game called Pain? Where you had a massive catapult and you'd fire a character across various scenes and try to cause them as much damage as you could.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. It was great. That's what I had in my brain. That could work.
Right.
So, Dr. Pepper, if you want some marketing ideas.
So misunderstood.
So misunderstood.
Yeah. Well, that was good. I like this format. I think this could be a lot of fun. Are you going to do one a week?
I'm going to do one every single week. It will be the same format, but I'm going to try and have one...
One real one.
Two fakes, and you've got to figure out which one is the real one.
Figure out the real one.
Because otherwise I will run out of games pretty quickly.
Yeah,
because there's not that many obscure, random, weird games out there.
No, absolutely. Okay, well.
More than I thought there might be when I was doing the research for it.
Okay, so you've got enough to keep going for a bit, though.
Yes.
Yeah, cool. I like it. Anton, thoughts?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I kind of like that we're not sitting there for, like, 5 minutes being like, I know it, I've seen it, I've played it, I know it, it's in my eyes. We've cut all that, which I think is an improvement.
Yeah, I also quite like It reminds me of Pointless on the TV. You know when they when they're down to two of them and one has to go through the final person goes through the pointless answers. And goes, well, that's that, because that's that. But you can't do that the first time because you give away too much to the second person.
Yep.
So it's a bit like that.
I guess it is. There's so layers to this.
So normally, if I was answering that first, I wouldn't have said, well, Cool Spot's a real game, because, you know, if I was trying to find the fake one, because correct. I wouldn't want to give it away to Anton.
Exactly.
Whereas if I was second, I'd go through the board.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So there we go. New format. Hopefully people kind of enjoy it. I'm going to try and make it a little bit slicker next time.
No, that's fine. So
what do you reckon, actually? Because that's a good question. Name of the game? A platform was on and a brief description. That work for you guys?
I wonder if maybe we should do it without the name of the game.
Just the
maybe just the description.
I can go with just the description. That
because
works for me.
I'm just wondering if, because well, especially for me to give me a chance, because Anton knows every game in history. So I'm wondering if you give the description of the game and then at the end go, right, this was this game, this was this game, this was this game, and then you might get the reaction out of us going, oh,
let's do that. Good idea. We'll do that.
What do you think, Anton?
Yeah, it's worth a go. You know, these first month of the podcast, we can fiddle around. Like, obviously, next week we're doing two fakes and a real. We can see what we think of that. We can use just a description, just a title, and we can fine-tune it and get it how we like it.
Yeah. I would also say, to help me out, guys, if you come up with any really random games you've heard of or played in the past, or you'd make up your own one, drop me a line.
Email.
podcast@nsukp.co.uk.
Because me and Anton don't read the emails.
Correct.
Unless you send it to us.
Correct. So email me, podcast@nsukp.co.uk. I will pick it up and I will try and use them. Please. Yeah.
Cool. That's good. And then if you become a SNES tier member, you can he can tell them on with his gamer tag. Although I don't know how you do
that. I don't think there's chat yet, is there?
No. But like, I mean, there might be a game.
There might be a way of doing it. Yeah, sure. Know. Anyway, there you go. New quiz, guys.
Cool.
We should come up with a name for it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still the quiz, but
Owl's Big Fat
quiz of the Year. I don't know.
I'm thinking of Al's toy barn from Toy Story. But
hell yeah.
Quiz barn.
Al's Quiz Barn.
We'll come up with a name.
Yeah, we'll have a think. Maybe more than the 1 second we've got right now to think of it. So that's it. Hopefully, what you will take away from this is that nothing is changing for season two. That's the first important thing. And the last important thing to say is that nothing's changing. We're doing the season the same as we did last year with a couple of tweaks, like the quiz and things. But you will still get every episode as normal from your podcast.
Same
catcher.
Length, same content,
yeah,
no difference.
All the same. But you can sign up for more. And if you want to support us, you can do that too. It's only going to cost $1 or $3, depending which one you sign up for. And that's about 77 pence and 250 something, isn't it?
In that region, it will vary depending on the exchange rate, I guess.
Yeah, so it's very, very, very small amounts we're talking about. But it doesn't matter if you don't at all. That's absolutely fine too.
Yep.
Awesome. All right. Well, look, I think that's it. Is there anything else either of you want to add before we say adios and get ready for season two?
I want to come up with something smart and funny right now, but I can't.
Yeah. I think the main thing is just, that if you want all the information, it's at nsukp.co.uk/support-us. And while you're over there, you can go back, view the back catalogue. We did a couple specials over the winter break. We did the awards one. We did this new Switch buying guide. So if you know anybody who's picked up a Switch, send them over that episode. And you can get links to all of the socials, including the mythical YouTube, which hasn't given us a URL, sadly.
And then one last reminder as well, just if you want to try and win that physical copy of Tetris 99 and 12 months Nintendo Switch Online membership, you've got until Wednesday, January the 12th at 5 p.m. All you got to do is head to our Twitter, follow us and retweet it. It's our pinned tweet on our page, so it's the first thing you'll see. But if you just retweet it and follow us, you'll be in the draw automatically, and we'll announce the winner on episode 1 of season 2 next week, and then we'll announce on Twitter just after that as well. There you are, and we'll get that posted out, and it's open to anyone worldwide. The whole world.
It is. I have no idea how much it's going to cost to post a copy of the game to, you know,
the moon.
Way.
if you live on the moon, you're out, I'm afraid. You're not allowed to compete. So until next week, have a fantastic last few days of Christmas and New Year.
By the time this comes out, everyone's going to be back to work.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to.
It's going
to
suck, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. I mean, it's only in a few hours' time. Everyone's back to work, pretty much, to be fair.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Either way.
Hopefully, we're in your ears and we're making you happy now.
Yeah, we planned it to be part of the morning commute. It was part of our big idea, not a total coincidence.
Until then, we'll be back next Sunday for season 2, episode 1. Have a fantastic week, and we will see you then. Goodbye.
Cheerio.
Au revoir.